Something old is making a comeback in West Virginia, square dancing. As reporter Jesse Wright Mendoza explains, it's the result of an effort to rebuild what was once a pillar of small town life.
First things first, Becky Hill says when you go to a square dance, please leave stereotypes at the door.
Nobody wears the frilly costumes.
Or string ties and 10-gallon hats. And cowboy boots are optional, though the boots do make a particularly satisfying sound when they hit the dance floor. In fact, there is no dress code, because it's all about the dance.
Everybody's on beat, and it's just like that rhythm is just going, and usually the fiddle is just like tearing into some sign of old-time tune.
The music has to be live, says Hill. There are even bands that ride the circuit, playing dances in small towns from Ohio to Virginia. Here in Marlinton, West Virginia, downtown is about 3 blocks long. On a recent Saturday night, town seems deserted. Until you walk into the Pocahontas County Opera House. The place is packed. The din of conversation competes with the hot fiddles going on stage. The floor trembles from boots hitting the dance floor as couples dance 2x2 and 4x4. This dance is part of a project headed by Jerry Milnes, a folklorist at Davis and Elkins College.
I saw them sort of slipping away. It might be the fiddler passed away, and so the community dance tradition started to dissipate. At the same time, there were a few places that were continuing the tradition, and it seemed like something that we could get a hold of before it completely passed away.
So Jerry enlisted Becky Hill, and together they launched the Mountain Dance Trail to help organize and promote community dances.
Most of these communities are rural, underserved communities throughout the state. Most of them don't really have an art center or a cultural heritage place. And so these dances kind of serve that purpose.
The dance trail's in its second year, expanding to 14 communities. But there's one key group they're having a hard time with.
That middle is where we need. We need the families. We need the parents to bring their kids and have their kids grow up at square dances.
She's right. On this night, the crowd is made up of two groups. 20-somethings here for a night out, and then the over 50 set, like James Carpenter. He's a caller. It's his job to tell the dancers what they're supposed to do. It sounds something like this.
Let's go four in the middle of the floor, this ain't no four. You swing my girl, and I swing yours.
My goal is to get some young person to take over where I'm at, you know, and start calling these figures, because it's going to be a lost art one of these days. If you notice the people out there calling tonight, we're all probably close to 70, you know.
The callers yell out figures at a rapid-fire pace, switching from tight four-couple squares to loose circle dances. Still, to many folks, square dancing is a relic of the past. Jerry Milne says that's not true.
Tradition acts in the present. It's based on the past, but it acts in the present. It can only happen in the present.
And by the number of young faces in the crowd here in Marlinton, West Virginia, it looks like these dances may have a shot, not just in the present, but in the future, too. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Wright Mendoza.